Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Black Benji Evening Show. The weather is currently 54 degrees on this beautiful but type nippy evening. So, what is this type necessary? Right now, I'm in a season where the allergies and the weather changes got my head and nasal congestions all fucked up. So, I apologize if I do sound a little funny during this. So, we're just gonna kick it off like this. Tonight, what had happened was, earlier I had been, I had been smoking with a good friend I've known for years in my backyard. And now I'm trying to redo my backyard. I got this nice little tent, this nice little gazebo thing. I'm setting everything up nicely. So, it's the middle of the week. It's a Monday. If you got a drink, sometimes you got to just say fuck it. Sometimes you just got to go ahead and just go for it. So we're going to the liquor store. We're having a good time going there, joking around. And we're walking back, and all of a sudden, I kid you not, this is a red beam just glooms just right from the distance, a little tiny red bloom. So we going back and forth talking, is it a drone, is it a plane, is it Superman, for God fucking sake, you don't know, but, we're just discussing it. And this fucking thing, it moves sideways, and I look at the fucking thing, and he looks at the fucking thing, and he goes, yo, what the fuck? And right now, we have this man in the building to actually discuss it. We have rapper/entrepreneur Jupiter Quan actually in the building.
Hello, hello, everybody. Good night, good night. How y'all doing?
And we're actually going to talk about this experience, because I think that this is something that a lot of people,
don't have a chance to see. Aliens, of course.
Exactly. And it's just, and also it's a lot of things that a lot of people don't believe in. A lot of people will hear stories about I may have seen the UFO, I may have seen Martians or something like that, and people just shrug it off. You're crazy, you're this and you're that. But to actually be there and witness something spectacular like that, it's an experience of its own. So, it's weird to just figure out what's out there, And just my own opinion, just to find out, I don't know, what's your thoughts about it? It's baffling. It's just baffling to believe.
The last known sighting is actually of 2001 of July 15th. And that was in New Jersey. So that's really interesting. But like my good friend was saying, when we came back, looked into the sky, he noticed a red, bright light. It looked like a star from far, far away. It looked like a star. But no way a star moves sideways, back ways, front ways, and does a whole circle spin.
Right, because you would think a star, right? A star blinks in the sky. It doesn't move. Usually twinkles, you see a star, yeah. It doesn't move. It twinkles. But as you were saying, to see something actually move in a direction where you
in a pattern, plotted pattern, like a course. If you may,
it gets to a point where it's almost scary. It's almost to a point where you look at it and you think, maybe if there is something out there, maybe there'll be something good for me. But at the same time, maybe that thing isn't too bright. Maybe that star out there isn't the right star that would, take me to the bright side. So those are the questions that really bring, really bring light to my mind and stuff like that.
But also, again, people that don't believe in other beings, it's something, your mind is too small.
Right. Why do you say that?
Because you can't just say, out of all the small organisms we have on this planet, right, there's not small organisms out there past the galaxies that we don't ever reach, where our light, our sunshine, our telescopes can't touch. I'm sick and tired of people always saying aliens don't exist, aliens can't exist, aliens is, no, aliens, we are aliens, if you take it as that. Like, we are all aliens. My name is Jupiter Quan for a reason.
Right.
Like, I believe that we are less important than what is really out there happening. And
as far as being a bigger, something bigger.
Yes. Like, we are the microscope, big, whatever. There's something bigger, larger out there. smarter, wiser, that can basically probably put us extinct. Like, and that's really hard to say, but we're earthlings.
So you mean something as far as a civilization being so advanced that its technology would be enough to destroy our population in total? Or is it the fact that, like, for example, what would you say to the people that would just say, you know, it's impossible to be for there to be alien life because of the harsh conditions in space and things like that? Or what would you say to the people that say, you know, there are aliens, but the aliens out there are harmful because of the machines or the technology, or they're so advanced that we can't possibly last against them in the galactic, you know, some shit like that, you know?
But I'm not saying that all aliens are smart out there. I'm saying that, like, there's us, there could be other lower life forms. It could be higher life forms. It could be life forms that's equal as us in another way. But if you don't believe in aliens, believe in other dimensions. Best believe there's another counterpart of you somewhere else in another dimension. Best believe. Like, I feel like this world is just one of many worlds that we can enjoy in life. And most of us only see us as, I see myself as a one-dimensional person. Like,
definitely.
As in a one-dimensional phase. I believe that my brain's not allowing us to be who we truly are. And for that to be open is for everyone to understand that you have to really expand yourself.
Right.
You have to go past the horizon. You have to think outside the box and be outside the box. Never let anybody tell you that inside that box is something in there. No, you tell yourself what's inside that box.
Right. Well, even the late Stephen Hawking, rest his soul, even said something about that. Even mentioned that it's almost impossible to have one species on a universe. It's almost impossible to think that. You know, that's something where if you look at our life form and how we've grown over the years, the human species is actually something that's new compared to the world. The world is billions of years old, and the human species that we've evolved is only millions of years old. Mm. So when you really think about it, you know, there may be species or generations out there. So I do give you that are out there that may have grown and may have been more evolved. I was actually watching this interesting thing on Facebook where, I don't know, it's this fucking alien guy, and I don't know if it was fake or if it was real, but it was kind of interesting. And he's talking in this weird voice, and the motherfucker goes, you know, if we are, I'm a version of you. You know what I'm saying?
The video with, it was like, they was in a room?
Yeah. It was the dark,
like a gray room.
Yeah, some real sus, like some real fucked up looking like some
Area 50 something shit.
In the desert in America, and some fucked up little basement, like redneck basement. Like, yo, it was, and he was talking, and the shit he was saying, even if it was fake, it was just so,
the words was
so wise as far as what he was saying. It was just, you know, we are future, you are my ancestors, and the only reason we come back here is to collect information of what we are.
And that's all we are. I think that's what we are, is data capsules, bro.
Right. Definitely. And even if you think about it now, if the world was to end, just how archaeologists and things like that, we look at artifacts and amazement today and say, wow, how did these people create these things? And we really don't know what happened 100, 200, 300 years ago. You know, we can look at any document in the world. We don't know if that's a true document or not. Don't. So you look, and it, 100 years from now, 200 years from now, if the world may end, God forbid, then, and it might will, because that's just natural. It's natural for the world to regenerate itself. That's what happens. And then people going to, you know, reform itself and look at the world like, wow, look at these bones of people that lived all these years ago. Look at this box. Look at this TV. What the fuck is this? With this motherboard inside. Like, it's just
making up new names for it. Because, bro, history's been rearranged, rechanged, rewritten, like, so many fucking times. You can't say what really fucking happened. Like, nobody can really say what's happening. What happened? No quotes was really being quoted Everything is getting added to. Everything's getting less taken up. Bro, it's like, this world is based on lies. We was based on lies. We were established upon lies. We were built on lies. We was built on having to find lies to build on top of lies to keep up with the lies we are trying to lie on.
Right.
Like, this...
Huh. So what you're saying is basically like, I get you. So you're saying like, what we know is nothing, but what we know is everything. Everything is, it's almost like what Isaac Newton said about, he said something interesting about God, and something I talked to about my girlfriend. She said some shit. She was like, Isaac Newton said, God is everything but nothing at all. You understand? God is everything but nothing. So it's almost the same thing about space and everything that we know. Even something about knowledge. It's like, you know, we can know so much, but what do we really know? We can read a science textbook and we can do math all our lives, but what the fuck do we really know about the people who really started and said, nah, this is how it goes? You know, what would they think about what the fuck we do today? Yeah, and that's just exactly what you were just saying, man. It's a crazy thought to even fathom in your head.
This world is...
And that's the crazy part.
We live in an illusion. And it's like, when are we going to wake up? We are pawns. When are we going to stop playing this game?
Yeah, it's true. Even when, sorry, y'all, I took a long little yawn there, you know what I mean? You know, looking at like, you a little messed up at night.
Like, recently, the Kanye situation.
Yeah.
I feel like...
Oh, Kanye's definitely... I feel like Kanye's definitely a pawn in several situations, especially for the media.
Yeah.
You know, that's just my own personal opinion, but Kanye, yeah, you're right. Continue, though, you're getting on some interesting... On some very interesting... That long blunt pull.
Yeah.
that long blunt pull. Got to keep it in the lungs there. Hit you a little faster.
Yeah, like, I feel like with the Kanye situation, everybody wants to get ready to jump on the fuck you Kanye bandwagon.
Right.
Without. Right. Everybody should know, especially, okay, you're a celebrity. Let's scratch that off. Your favorite celebrity, or celebrity in general. If you keep up with the celebrity, you know how the celebrity moves, walk, talk, acts, eats, blah, blah, blah. You know everything about the celebrity.
Right.
Now, the celebrity goes haywire, changes up, boom. Now you call the celebrity crazy. Now, the only way this celebrity is getting crazy is because now... his fans are reacting to the way he is, or the way they are. Their fans is giving them that little push of edge on the edginess. Now, because we're now wanting to see more. We're wanting a little bit more craziness. We're wanting to see the next button you can push.
But don't you think it's almost as in like a beneficial, like for Kanye West, for example, like he has a lot of fans that love when he pushes the edge. But he also has... I also view his haters as... He also has have a lot of haters that pay even more attention to him than his fans do. And that's the crazy part about it. It's like in the industry, she's saying, it's like... Hate can get you fucking... Hate can almost get you more recognized than fame could.
Definitely. Bro, it's no love nowhere. Love don't live nowhere anymore.
Man. Like, that's a fucking truth, man. Like,
love don't live nowhere. All anybody has to offer you is hate. If your homegirl don't look at you the way A Boogie looked at Mitch when he pulled up, they is not your mans. They is not your mans. You saw the face A Boogie made when Mitch pulled up on the butt.
Yeah, that's my nigga. He knew it was
that's
real.
That's my
nigga. You know, at that point,
y'all better go see Paid in Full. Watch Paid in Full. Y'all understand. Like, yeah. if you, like, it's hard to find real love because real love don't exist anymore.
And there's so much. There's so much competition.
So much competition
in the music game.
In life, period, bro.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like
with friends and family, and it should never be that way.
And it can be anything. It could be just like I remember last night, me and Jupiter had watched this documentary on these fighters, and there was this fighter, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to name no names just for copyright reasons. But he calls out a fighter that put him on to everything at the end of the fight. You know what I'm saying? I know that's a money move, but it just goes to show you, like, yo, people, it's a big money move once dollar signs get involved. You know what I mean? That's the entertainment business for you. You know, and you just got to learn how to keep it. You know what I'm saying? It's all about keeping it intact. And never losing that financial value you got.
It's facts, because the hate will only push you so far along. It gets tiring. It gets tiring, like, after a while.
What?
Like, you... Sandy said, yo. Hey, miss. And yo.
Yo. Follow Jupiter. What's your handle?
Jupiter Quan.
Jupiter Quan on what?
You could go on YouTube, you could go on Facebook, you could get my Snapchat, Quan from Jupiter. Are those 3D glasses? Nah.
Yo, Jupiter has a live stream he's doing.
We on a podcast
right now. Currently has a podcast shows on.
They nice? You like them?
But there's a lot of... There's also...
They're Jamie Foxx's.
What do you think about Kanye West in a fucking... Them saying Kim Kardashian mind control, all that extra shit. What do you think about that shit?
You know, first of all, everybody's trying to blame it all. Everybody's trying to. I don't know why I keep.
I'm not used to facing the air with the homie neither.
I feel you.
Nah, I was just saying though. Yeah, Jupiter Quan currently got the Trevor Phillips glasses. Anybody who plays GTA knows what those are, you know what I'm saying? The 80s wave. But shit, what you think about the Kim mind control or that fucking bullshit going on?
Yo, first of all, fuck all this mind. They never touch any type of voodoo, never seen no tarot cards, none of that. Like
voodoo?
Bro, there's no such... Witchcraft don't exist no more. I mean, the last few witches live deep in the woods.
But there's about 30,000 little white girls in Brownsville practicing that shit.
Boy, they practice it.
Who watch Charmed. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, this little community still growing throughout Williamsburg and Park Slope.
And Salem.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's still the witch gentrifiers.
Hey, bro, there probably is some witches in New York, bro. Damn. Shit.
I'm telling you, son. So you think that there's no correlation to the Kim Kardashian?
Yeah. Kanye's not no hypnotized.
The family.
No, there's no curse on the Kardashians. There's no... Yo, It's just... celebrities being celebrities, bro.
Cause you have. So what would you say about that video? Cause I don't know. I don't know if you've seen that video where. So I saw this video on Facebook again.
Yeah. Who?
Where Kanye West? He's feeding food to art designers.
I saw that.
Did you? So now let's get real here. He's feeding food.
Okay.
From a plate to an art designer.
Yeah, I saw.
Now, this is Kanye, the same man that says George Bush hates black people. The same man that says he reps all types of working for yourself, being happy, loving another person.
Okay.
So why the fuck?
Okay.
Why the fuck would you be feeding
now
a fucking Andy Warhol looking motherfucker, which is shorty filming you in the back of a limousine, fucking egg parfait or whatever the fuck they eating.
Bro. I saw that video. Now, we can't say video. It was a clip.
All right.
Mind you, it was a clip. We don't know.
But a clip of some serious shit.
Yeah, okay. Now, we don't know what happened before Kim started, or whoever started recording.
But he's feeding.
Wait.
Feeding.
Bro, that's a sign of respect in some cultures, in some ways.
Feeding.
But no, bro. You can't lie. You're a gangster. That's a sign of respect in some ways. No lie. On a mature gentleman way, not no baby shit. Ain't that.
That's true. I give you that. But put it in this form, right? These motherfuckers in Sweden, that's not a form of it. Maybe to an elder or something like that. But Kanye West is in a limousine in Hollywood on his way to a photo shoot with fashion designers, and he's feeding them from a plate as if he is the slave. You know what I mean? I don't have a problem with Kanye West going up to Donald Trump and shit like that. And the reason I have a problem with that is because I don't believe that just because somebody believes a political view makes them an evil motherfucker. I don't believe in shit like that. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know the point. We got to the point, I feel like, in America where there's so many people that's like, they compete to be liberal. Like, oh, I believe that everybody should be more equal than you do. Because I think more progressive than you do. All that fucking bullshit. And I have to say, it's like, yo, you know, sometimes in America we need conservative people, or we need people like that, or we need a balance. It just can't be one way, or else the party of liberals will be the new conservative. You know what I mean? I don't pick which way. You know what I mean? I believe that everybody should be equal, but I don't believe that everybody should have more privilege or more this than everybody or more. I believe everybody should have the same fucking route. Everybody should eat the same shit, get the same privilege. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, man.
So would you think that'll stop the environment from going to waste? Do you think that'll stop people from being, like, evil? Do you think that will help the economy? If everybody was treated equal, what do you think will come out of it? What's the side effects?
I mean,
is that a cons? Is there a lot of pros to this shit? Because, Matt, look, everybody don't want to be treated equally. Equality is
that's
really
true. There's people who thrive on superiority.
Are hungry.
Yeah,
are
you're right.
Hungry.
You're right,
and y'all know there's people that's hungry. There's people that are hungry out there.
And you know, I give you that because that's even human instinct in itself is almost. The human instinct is almost you want to be superior than the next human. You want to have more or do more than the next human and shit like that. Involuntarily, you know what I mean? That's just human. You're right. I'll give you that. Because that's just human instinct.
Right.
So we can want, you're right, because we can want equality, but at the same time, it's so fucking hard to maintain equality.
People going to go crazy. Like, they're still going to make a scene out of something. Like, still going to find a little flaw in that little, oh, he's still getting paid $500 a day. I'm getting paid $500 a day, but I'm doing the same thing as he's doing, but I'm doing it a little bit harder. Okay? That's your fault. You're doing it a little bit harder.
Right.
That's your fault. I hate when people always say shit like that. Like, boy, nobody told you. Nobody gave you that directive. You took it on yourself to do things. I hate when people do a little extra and always expect praise. Praise ain't always that good. Praise ain't always that great. Like, you have to see the gray clouds. You have to be put down. You have to be rejected.
Right. Cause failure sometimes builds success in that sense.
Like, boy, that's how you turn into a snob. If you always go ahead.
Hey, that's a fact.
Like, nobody likes a snob. The girl you with, the guy you get with, like, the behind your back, they don't talk shit about you.
But
man, it's like, yo, but we're supposed to be equal. Yeah, okay. Everybody's liars, man.
Everybody's liars, man. I'm telling you, man. I feel like And that's what, yeah, you're right, because that's what makes it hard to keep an equal balance, is because, you know, no, even better yet, that's what keeps the equal balance, because people do fight for superiority, and people just stay, you know what I'm saying? Just stay under the wing of superiority. So, that definitely makes sense. I mean, this world is getting to a point where, you know, even, like you said, like, even looking for a house in New York and shit like that, man, it's fucking crazy. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that is just, you can't find cheap housing if you're a young person in New York anymore. So therefore, you have to strive for more and more. And the government would arrest kids for selling drugs. But now we live in a generation where it's more expensive than fucking ever. Everything is more expensive than ever. Like, I was talking to my mom the other day, and we was talking. I was like, yeah, in the 80s, of course, y'all moved out at 18 and 16 years old, because y'all can cop an apartment for $100 a month, $200 a month in this city. You know what I mean? But nowadays, your kid is 18 years old, you have to make, $13, $14, $15, $1,600 a fucking month. What kid is making that? You know what I mean? Either whether you're still a student or you're still trying to do your thing or whatever, like...
Well, you're not going to be home to enjoy shit. You just need a fucking bed, bro. If that's the case, if you're always fucking working like that, like... Son, like, what's the point of working 2 to 3 fucking jobs? You're supposed to try to make it out in one. You're just supposed to find that one job.
Right.
And just take that shit all the fucking way. Like, there's no point in trying 3 fucking jobs. 3 fucking jobs is for when you're a fucking teen just trying to fucking get a resume. Like, the fuck? Like,
but then again, it's like, even to get that in that career space, that process is so long to get in that spot where you like, all right, I can make more than $80,000 a year to where I could buy a house and da 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 da. That process takes so long to it. People just like, fuck, yo.
Yo, I feel like it's parents' faults for not investing in their kids.
What you mean?
Like,
that's an interesting statement.
Because you're supposed to teach your child. First of all, every parent, because I'm a parent, every parent has the mindset of, I'm going to do better for my child than what my parents did, or I'm going to be as better as my parents was to me.
Right, right.
And so when you have your child, you have that mindset. Before you even have your child, you just on some, I'm going to be, especially people that don't have that certain family member. Like, I'm adopted. I was adopted. So I didn't have my mom nor dad. So I was going to be, my goal is to keep my daughter with her mom. Like, straight, simple. Nobody else. I'm going to make that shit stretch. Going to make that shit last. You got to make a shit stretch. You got to make it last. No matter what it is. I feel like then that's the only way true happiness is. Because that's a real true fucking family. That's to me. Because I never had a real true fucking family. Right. Sorry. Okay.
No, you good. You good.
Now, when... Where was that?
No, you was getting on the fuck, now that look has hit me now too.
Yo, I am about, bro.
Now you was getting on the fucking
damn,
what you was talking about parents and you was talking about,
okay, boom. I forgot what we was at, but that's that New York shit. You say boom and
you say boom. I might know, nigga, but boom. I'm about to flip you with some new shit now, nigga.
So yeah, boom. If you have that mindset, of course you have that mindset. You're supposed to automatically be on some, teach your child. You want your child to, you're gonna You're going to teach your child how to walk. You're going to teach your child how to crawl, talk, everything. Now, you got past that stage. Now, it's time for you to give your child your first piggy bank. His or her first piggy bank. Now, you tell them about the importance of money. I know all y'all have told your children about the importance of money. Because it's always about, hey, I want this and that, that and this and that and this. Oh, you see that on TV, blah, blah, blah. Now, when they get a certain age, I would say about 14, 15, you give, already start talking about credit. Have them a debit card. Like, there's no point of giving a kid cash. Like, fuck allowance. Put it on a card. Let them understand the use and responsibility of a card. Cash is going to be obsolete.
Because let's say a child gets a card and goes over limit.
Debit cards.
No, I'm talking about with the card. Like say the child figures out, hey, or let's say a lot of kids are doing apps nowadays and like phone games.
That's on them if they use what they got. Like, that's why you teach them the responsibility of saving up.
But are you giving them money again after they lose it? Or are they...
Their weekly account, their weekly balance, Christmas money, birthday money, whatever money that grandma sent them. Like,
right,
yo.
Right, right, right.
Because cash is going to be obsolete, I feel like, in a couple of years. Like,
you think so?
I feel so, bro. Like, boy, they want to give...
I think so, too, with a lot of apps and a lot of things that's moving on.
They want to give all y'all microchips. Like, come on now. Like, and when I say y'all, because I'm not getting no damn microchip. I'm part of a rebellion. Y'all see me underground. Boop!
A rebellion?
It's a rebellion. I'm
chilling in a bunker with an AK-47.
Boy, the purge is not happening today, bro.
Boy. Yeah. Purge. Donald Trump looks like a perfect purger.
Why?
He looks like he get down with it. A couple missiles. You know what I mean? He not shooting no guns. He not ready for that. I'm not that strong yet.
Like, but yeah, I gotta teach our kids about, like, the value of savings, like, the value of hustling, like, the real, like, the value of, like, non-struggling, like, because we don't want to see them go through shit. When it's time for them to leave the nest, you want them already ready for the world, like, even though this world is not, like, it's always constantly changing every second, but you want them prepared, I meant to say. You want them with at least a gist of a taste of a hint, a clue of what's about to happen. Like, don't just throw them out in a cold world and just expect them just to go about what the fuck about. Like,
yeah. So you're saying that they have to, build up life lessons.
Yeah, you know, like, help your child build up life lessons. That's help practice life with them.
Right? You hear that, kid? Stay away from the crack, son. Stay away from the heroin and all that.
Yeah, smoke a blunt with your child.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, smoke a blunt with your child.
Smoke a blunt with your child.
Shit.
Have a mimosa every Sunday morning. Right?
Well, what you said? Mm-hmm. Mimosa?
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
You like a mimosa, bro?
What's a mimosa?
Give me a fucking strawberry and mimosa.
What the fuck is a mimosa?
Ladies, gentlemen, we can step out for brunch.
We can step out for brunch, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Like real niggas. We gonna have some brunch.
Like,
what is a mimosa? Freaking
red velvet waffles.
I went to school with a nigga fried probably chicken. Named Mimosa. It's a Dominican nigga probably.
Mimosa. Strawberry mimosa. Come on. Mwah. I love y'all. We can do this. Just... Yo, just hit me up.
Is Snapchat,
Quan from Jupiter. Yes, it is. A nice bro. 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 Bro.
It shows you my channel. Shit.
Bro. Yo, quadruple shot my shit.
A mimosa.
Yeah, you better quadruple shot my shit. We getting lit.
Quadruple? Quadruple?
Quadruple.
Quadruple my shot?
Quadruple my shot.
Son. That's crazy, yo. All right, though, ladies and gentlemen, that's all for tonight.
It was nice enjoying your time, bro.
Like, it was
nice enjoying all your time. I was like, boy, I got the call. Hey, come see the podcast. course, come talk man. To the people.
Anytime.
Quan versus the people.
Always got room for Jupiter Quan. Always got room for Jupiter Quan. And where can we find you if we want to know about the music and the upcoming projects and things like that?
First of all, go to Spotify and get my son Black Benji's mixtape, his little freaking EP. He's nice. He's fire.
Dang, on there,
you'll hear a fire ass song. Better Days. You got your boy Jupiter Quan.
Jupiter Quan on there with the fire verse.
You just want to hear the song? Shit. Just put in Jupiter Quan on Spotify, iTunes. Go find us. YouTube. Go see it. Snapchat, Quan from Jupiter, came from all the way from space. You better get it, Quan from Jupiter. And Facebook, Jupiter Quan. Let's get it.
And last question, any updates with I'm a little fucked up. Any upcoming projects?
Upcoming project, Universal Thoughts. Be out here on September 26th, Libra Gang.
Bet. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we going to holler at you at a different night. Hope all y'all enjoy y'all evening. If y'all work and get home safely, and, you know, we going to pray for another day. All right, thank you very much. Like Benji out.